Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're hearing, if the text is absolutely on the money, that all they got was a trespass notice, no financial fine, nothing else apart from the fact that you were naughty, you're not supposed to be on there, here's a notice, don't do it again, regardless of the ramifications in between, like the thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars perhaps of the possibility of them coming back, all that money going into the community, which sorely needs it. Nigel, I don't suppose you saw too much of that, Nigel, but to be honest, you've been to a lot of sport, and you've been to a hell of a lot of sport, a truckload of sport. You've called a lot of top sport. It's bloody frustrating.
What I'm glad to hear, though, is glad to hear them being referred to by the proper term, because there's a lot of stuff floating around. Oh, streakers. They weren't streakers. They were pitch invaders. It was great to hear Cameron George call them that. It was great to hear Tohu Harris talk about that as well. You talk about the loss of revenue possibly for Hawke's Bay if events won't come back because of what happened. Let's think about the other thing too. Those pitch invaders directly impacted that game. It had to stop, then restart, stop and restart. The Warriors had a really nice flow on. Now, I'm not saying we're going to win that game, but what that did was it impacted that particular sporting outcome. Now, come the end of the season, and you know, we don't know what is going to happen, but could we be looking back on that going, hey, look, the impact of the stop-start nature of that second half, and again, coach and captain spoke to it, Adam Reynolds spoke to it as well from the Broncos side of things. He said his side didn't react well to it. Well, his side shouldn't have had to react to it because it shouldn't have happened. I'm actually pleased, as odd as it sounds, trying to look for some positive out of this, that it is being referred to in the right way and that the impact on the sport is actually being held up and saying, hey, this had a big impact on that particular game. Because, look, Smitty, right now, how would you react if, you know, 12 people just sporadically every 5 minutes started barging into your studio? It would bug the living snot out of you. Well, I think that's what all players from both sides were feeling, and I think the majority of the fans were feeling the same, because it just took away, and it also had a direct impact, in my opinion, on the outcome of that particular game.
Yeah, well, I echo both of your thoughts on that. I was lucky enough to be in the Holy of Holies, somehow managed to get and to be a beneficiary of Cameron George's great hospitality in there, and who had a great view of it. And I can tell you right here and now, his mood changed. He was ebullient about the fact that you know, the lines of people outside were waiting to see his team. He was thrilled that the playing surface, it was an absolute carpet. Everything was just, the ground looked absolutely immaculate, and when it was full, it just looked so special. And with about 10 minutes to go, you could see visibly his mood change, along with Andrew McFadden, along with the ambassadors who they trucked in to Hawke's Bay as well. All totally frustrated men and women, I can promise you that. Right, I think we've covered that.